Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in building the groundwork for our study of Galatians, Dr. Bloom was talking about the hypocrisy of people today. Let's continue with that thought.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I believe that I'm indeed a sinner that only can be saved by grace. But if I believe that I'm indeed not quite good enough as I ought to be, yet I believe that I'm too good for hell in my present state, then I'm not an object for the grace of God. Rather, I'm merely an object for the law until it illuminates me and convicts me of my actual hell-deserving soul. Now, with the exception of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the law never found a naturally good man. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Abraham, Romans 4, as well as David, were justified by faith. Grace does not look for good men to approve, for then it's not grace, but mere justice. It is not grace if we are just looking for a license to live this life the way we want to live it, and live it in accordance to what makes us feel good or what appeals to our flesh. You see, I am a condemned, guilty, helpless man that can only be rescued by the saving, sanctifying, glorifying power of Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4 says that everyone, and that's every one of you, he said that very plainly, that every one of you should know, not might think about, no, you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification, that is a set apartness unto God, and honor. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto cleanness and unto holiness. So grace calls us to cleanness. It's pretty astonishing what is viewed as normal and acceptable today as part of the alleged openness of our society. Just recently, our current sitting president became the first sitting American president to address the annual meeting in Washington, D.C. of Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, or another way of saying it, the world's largest or the nation's largest provider to kill human babies inside their mothers. And if you don't like that language, then okay, to kill fetuses inside a homo sapien. You know, you can't call it a mother and not call it a baby, and you can't call it a fetus and make sure you call the mother a homo sapien. Now, after he said all those remarks to his audience at the Planned Parenthood meeting, he said, God bless you. Can you imagine me saying, God bless us as we take LSD, as we take acid, as we take method? Lord, bless the meth. God bless me as I shoot and kill 15 people right now and blowing their heads off. You'd say, that's blasphemy. I know, and it's just as blasphemous to say God bless baby killers. Now, movies and television are awash with gratuitous violence, promiscuity, and nudity, as well as homosexuality, and it's now regularly depicted as normal and as acceptable as apple pie. Everything is open and acceptable in America today, except, apparently, being a believing Christian, that is, a Bible-believing Christian. Today, religious freedom means open legitimization of whatever the Bible condemns and condemnation of any public statement of Christian conviction. And my friend, if we think that God's not going to chasten America, we've got another thought coming. If we don't think that he will judge this nation, think again. God's grace calls us out from the world. It calls us out from sin, and it calls us unto his righteousness and holiness. When you read Ephesians 4, 22 through 24, we're told to put off the old man, put on the new, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. You'll find that God's grace is never, never, never justification for the works of the flesh, neither does it give us liberty to fulfill the flesh or to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness, i.e., no rules. So understand, God's grace is that which is holy. Now, let me also say this about sin. Christians do not decide what sin is. God does. He reveals what sin is through his inerrant word, that is, the word-for-word, God-breathed book, the Bible. Christians accept the Bible as right because God is always right, and this, the Bible, is his errorless book. We should be clear, therefore, that the real attack today is on Christians who take the Bible seriously. The real agenda is to delegitimize biblical Christianity and cast our sense of right and wrong into the business of politics. Well, my friend, what you need to understand, God is holy. God declares what sin is. He's given us a book that tells us what it is. Now, there are people trying to change the book. They're changing the book. They're taking his blood out of the Bible. They're changing words in the Bible. And that's why on this broadcast, we use a King James Bible, and it is translated from the Textus Receptus of the New Testament and the Masoretic Texts of the Old Testament. Why? Because they are the correct texts, and they have been proven by their longevity, by their history, and by the fact that they have remained the same. And so, again, we need to understand this is where we get immersed in the grace of God. Now, having said that, let's get started by reading verse 1 here of our text. It says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Now, what I want you to understand, we're looking at laying the groundwork. And this is where the groundwork begins, right here in this first verse. Now, yes, he's given greetings to these people. We understand that. And he starts out, though, by telling them he is an apostle. Now, again, since every word is God-breathed, it's the Holy Spirit giving him this word. And it's in order for people to take note of not Paul the man or Paul the preacher, rather of Paul the apostle, that the Holy Spirit has chosen him to write this book and put him into this office. Now, why is it important that he emphasize his apostleship? So that it would be an authoritative position in the eyes of the people. They must be able now to understand that when he proclaims the Bible doctrine as given by God, this is more than just a competing opinion with the Judaizers. Rather, this is he authoritatively, by the office God has given him, putting down the doctrine as it is to men as they are, but also exposing the false doctrine for what it is. Now, I know there are people today get upset when you expose false doctrine. I've always found that interesting. When you expose sin, whether it's in churches or whether it's in individuals, whether you expose false ways, false worship, or whatever, people who are not in those things, and they claim to be Christians, get mad at you for saying that. Why is it that people get more upset with someone like myself for confronting error, for confronting sin, than they do with the person that's actually practicing the error, that is practicing the sin? You see, people that are pacifist and they don't want to upset the apple cart have a real problem with Romans chapter 16. When the Lord says to mark them which cause divisions among you contrary to the doctrine, that is the word of God. And so we have to take a stand. You see, an apostle in the church should be identified for us now. And I say that by meaning this. Paul is an apostle. We don't have the office of apostle today. This was getting the church established. But in that day, in the establishment of the local church, we find that there were men that had positions that were above the pastor, and that was the apostles. That office has ceased. Now, the word itself means one sent forth. This is someone God has chosen and sent with a message, with the full authority, as a representative of the sender. And he's dealing with those issues which must be established for the local church. Now, many times you'll hear people in a discussion say, well, Peter says, Paul says, John says, Moses said, and I understand what they mean by that, but what we need to really understand is that those men were merely those that wrote down the words of the Holy Spirit. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.